You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In a couple of days, we're going to be starting the 3 weeks. Yizayin B'Tammuz, then we end off with 3 weeks with Tisha B'Av. I feel it's appropriate that we discuss today the whole concept of the 3 weeks, and in particular, the concept of Churban HaBayis. There's much that has been said concerning this specific topic over the years, but I want to bring everything together and put it into perspective and realize, ultimately speaking, how we're still confronted with some of the problems to this very day. So listen very carefully as I go into the topic very quickly and hopefully give you an encyclopedic knowledge of what the topic's all about and the ultimate repercussions of what I'm teaching you this morning. The famous Gemara, which I'm starting off with, is Gemara Masechtas Yoma, Daf Nun Amud Beis 9b. And what the Gemara does in this famous Gemara is contrast the concept of Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. When it comes to Churban Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says, why did Hashem destroy the first Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Menei Gimel Devarim Shehayuba. The three terrible things, three types of averus chamuros that took place during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. What were they? Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Gilu Arayos, sexual promiscuity, Sheikhas Damim, a lot of bloodshed taking place, Rahman Litzlan. And because of these three averus chamuros, the first Beis HaMikdash, Rahman Litzlan, was destroyed. The Gemara then continues and says, but we don't understand something. When it comes to the second Beis HaMikdash, Migdash Sheni, we know for a fact they were Oskem B'Torah, they were involved in Torah, the mitzvahs, they were doing mitzvahs, Gemilas Chasodim, they were active acts of Chesed, so why in the world was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So the Gemara says, Manei Shehoyesev Asin Astinam, because unfortunately there was rampant, unwarranted hatred amongst the Jews. We'll see what this means. And this comes to teach us, Lamedcha, Sheshekula Asin Aschinam, believe it or not, unmitigated, unnecessary hatred between Jews is equal, the Gemara says, Shekula, to the three averus chamuros of Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, and Shvichas Dam. There's a total equivalency, according to the Gemara, with the three averus chamuros of Churban Bayis Rishon and the sin of Shechinah that took place in Bayis Sheni. Now, if you think this is a hyperbole, some type of very, very big, extreme in what the Gemara is saying in comparing sin of Shechinah to the three averus chamuros, I want you to know that the Rambam, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Deos, believe it or not, brings this down halacha lamasa, and he says that the concept of the three averus chamuros, not only are you punished for them, but you also potentially lose a chelek in olam haba, and he quotes, "Adizar gelavais shichas damim." But then he says something which can send a little spark down your spinal cord. Lashon hara kenegad kulam. But speaking lashon hara against people and denigrating people is considered equal to all these other three, as the Gemara said in Masechtas Yoma. The Chazal say whoever speaks lashon hara, as if they're kofabik, as if they're literally rejecting the Ribbono Shelam. So the Gemara in Masechtas Yoma, believe it or not, according to the Rambam, is not just some type of, extreme hyperbolic Gemara, but is paskin almost literally by the Rambam in his Halachas of Lashon Hara in Hilchos Deos itself. But I want to go deeper into this, and I want you to listen very carefully. I'm not happy with what the topic I'm discussing, because unfortunately it is very, very depressing. But nevertheless, we have to understand, because it's our job to learn from the past and not repeat things in the future and try to rectify the problems of the past. I have to do tshuva. So listen very carefully what I'm going to be teaching you. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchus Titus, when he talks about the purpose of Chazal talking about all these terrible days of tragedy from Yud-Zayin B'Tammuz up until Tisha B'Av, it's not Samazai that they're talking about it, but it's the time for spiritual reflection of the past, the Rambam says, and to realize when you hear about all of this, it should therefore arouse us to be in a spirit of tshuva, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want to continue in the Mahalach, in the way that was done in the past. We want to better things. We want to better ourselves. We want a better society. And we want to, ultimately speaking, come to a daiga that Hashem has a tremendous respect and ava for Klal Yisrael, and ultimately be zoicha for redemption. Chazal does say one day, if we do it proper tshuva, that the Yimei Avelis we have today will be turned into Yimei Simcha V'Sasan, as the Rambam records explicitly in his Sefer on the Halachas of Hilchos Tainus itself. So let's analyze this a little deeper. The first question I want to pose, which is, has always been a very, very peledika question, is that during Bayis Rishon, when destruction was basically pronounced, that there's going to be a destruction, there's a Gemara in Masechtis Nedarim that Hashem tells us the following. I want you to listen carefully because this is a very, very peledika Gemara. So I'm Pei Aleph on it, Aleph for those who want to look it up, 81a. It tells us that during the Tekufa of Bayis Rishon, where you had the Nevuos of Yeshaya HaNavi, Yirmi HaNavi, Yecheskel, all the Treyosa, we had so many great Nevi'im who are forecasting, if the closet doesn't do tshuva, there's going to be a Churban HaBayis. So the Gemara tells us that the Rabbeinu Shalom, quite obviously, asked the Chachamim, I want you to do the following. I want you to explain me why, in fact, Eretz Israel, ultimately speaking, is going to be punished. Destruction is going to take place. There's going to be a Churban HaBayis. I want you to explain to me why in the world Eretz Israel is under such danger of destruction. What's the reason? What's happening over there? So the Gemara tells us that at the end of the day, the Chachamim, when they asked this question, looked around, and they didn't have a definitive answer. And ultimately, the Rabbeinu Shalom says the following. Hashem says, you know why destruction is going to take place? Al-Azim is Tarasi, they have forsaken my Torah. V'lo shamu b'koli, and they haven't listened to my voice. So the obvious question which should come up, you mean to say the Nevi'im in their own Sifrei Nevuah, the mention of a Dezara Gil Arayis V'Shichas Da, which the Gemara says in Yom is the cause for Churban to take place, they didn't see what was going on. They talk about it continuously in their Nevuahs. Why didn't they answer and say, because of the three of Eres Hamuros? What's going on over here? So the fact of the matter is the Rabbeinu Shalom, when he says they forsook the Torah, quite obviously that's obvious by the fact they violated three Averus Chamuros that are connected to the entire Torah. But then the Gemara says that the Chachamim were still perplexed. And finally Hashem says, the deep down reason for destruction of Churban Bayis Rishon, they don't make brachos before they learn Torah each and every day. They leave out Birchas HaTorah, which makes the kasha even more perplexing. When do we ever find in halacha making Birchas HaTorah, even if you claim it's a din Isa, is such an avera chamura that technically speaking, that should cause Churban Bayis Rishon and Golus from Eretz Israel? I mean, what does this Gemara mean? It makes the question even more complex, more unfathomable. So the answer to this major, major question was found in the Ra'al Rabbeinu Nissim, one of the great Spanish Rishonim on the side of the Gemara. And what he points out is, if you want to know Lama'ov the Oris, that you make a bracha and Torah Tefillah, he quotes the Gadolei Balei Musa, and others who make the following interpretation. We have a principle in Halacha and Hashgafa throughout Shas that Torah is so powerful, it is Megin Umatzel. It protects Klal Yisrael against evil decrees against them. And not only does it protect us, but it's Matzel. It saves us from evil decrees. Torah Megin Umatzilma. It protects us and it saves us from evil decrees. The Ran tells us, B'shem the Gedolei HaRishonim, the earlier ones, that the Nevi'im started looking around and, quite obviously speaking, they went from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash. Hashem had said to them, they forsook my Torah. And they looked in the Motivei Derashos, and believe it or not, despite all the negative things said about Klal Yisrael, in the Nevi'im, the great Nevi'im, Yechezkel, Yirmiyah, Yeshaya, they saw every community was full of Batei Midrashim, that people were sitting and learning. And therefore, what made it difficult for the Chachamim to answer Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Nevi'im to answer, is since we have a principle, Torah protects and it saves us from tragedies, they couldn't really figure out why, even if these three Averis Chamuras, if most of the people were busy sitting and learning and studying, why didn't that Torah, Megan, protect us against divine punishment, of destruction, of Horban, of Golos? Why was it not Matzalos? How do we comprehend this? How do we understand this phenomenon? So then the Rabbanu Hashem says, I'll give you a further interpretation. They're not making Birchas HaTorah. So over here comes the Ran and he says, B'Shem Ben Yon and others, you know what that means? It is true, Klal Yisrael might be sitting in the Beis Medrash, and they seem to be involved in learning, and it's quite possible that they're doing that. But there's one problem. Torah itself is definitely Megin Umatzel, but with one prerequisite, that you learn the Torah L'shmo L'shem Shemayim. You learn Torah to Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You learn Torah for the purpose of connecting yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam and bringing yourself closer and closer to Hashem to develop a Dveikus between yourself and Hashem through the learning of Torah. You develop an Avas Hashem, a desire to have Yiras Hashem, be involved in His Torah of the Mitzvahs. Torah, when it's learned Lishma, is the biggest kiruv for Klal Yisrael to return to Hashem. In fact, Tshuva Ma'ava, which Chazal describes as the highest level of Tshuva, the Gemara says in Yoma, can only be accomplished when a person is involved in learning Torah. But that's only if you're learning Torah Lishma L'Shem Shemayim, for its spiritual essence, the spiritual purpose of Torah. But Chazal tell us Hashem was Begala to the Nevi'im and the Chachamim. They're sitting and learning, that I agree. But by not making Birchas HaTorah, thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah for the spiritual purposes as it was given to us, to bring us closer to Hashem, to makarav us, and to literally make us be incredibly involved in Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. You know why they're sitting and learning? They don't make a bracha upon it. It's obvious. Because they like the intellectual stimulation of learning the Torah. It's very stimulating. It's tremendously intellectual. The maskilim in Europe who were involved in learning Torah, even on Shabbos, is the same time they were learning a blat gemara, they were smoking cigarettes or cigars. They were mechal Shabbos. They love learning Torah because it's exciting, it's intellectual, it's challenging. But when you learn Torah on that level, you're learning it as if you're learning Lahavdil, biology, chemistry, physics, science, They're learning it as a secular discipline, and they're learning it because it gives them intellectual challenge for their minds. When you learn Torah Shalom L'Shem Shemayim, and you're doing it only because of an intellectual exercise, and it gives you enjoyment to go through that intellectual exercise, like you learn secular literature, and you're not doing it for spiritual purposes, and you're not doing it for the purposes of developing a knowledge of God, and Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and the desire to be Dovak Hashem and do mitzvot. That type of Torah learning is not Megan or Matzil. It doesn't protect us against punishment. It doesn't save us from punishment. And therefore, the Gemara of the Dharma says a very frightening thing, that despite the fact people were learning, but since they were not making Bechaz a Torah, therefore that's evident they were doing it Shalom L'Shem Shemayim for just merely intellectual analysis and fun and enjoyment, and even on Shabbos. But the same time they were doing it, they were Mechal Shabbos simultaneously without a problem whatsoever, even when they're learning the sugis of Mesechta Shabbos on Shabbos, Lamitas Maglafis. It's intellectual. It's not practical. That, therefore, doesn't allow Torah to protect us and to save us. And that's why the land was ultimately lost. That's why Torah learning could not save us, cannot protect us. The Churban took place. Imagine learning Torah and then being involved in a Avodah Zarah, Gilui Reis, Vishuchas Adam. It's simply incomprehensible. But that's what Chazal tell us took place. And as a result of that, the Churban Beis Hamikdash HaRishon took place, Rachmanu Litzlan. Heldik Gemara in Nedarim, but it reveals to us that learning Torah has to be done l'shma for it to have all the protective capacities of Torah, to have an impact upon us, and to protect us and save us from all types of tzaras. But now I want to go to the second part of the Gemara. The concept and yesod of Churban Bayis Sheni. The Gemara says that generation wasn't full of Avodah Zarah, wasn't full of Gilui Reis or Shfichas Adam as Bayis Rishon. And it says they were learning Torah. They were involved in Torah, the Gemara says, in Masechtas Yoma. They were involved in doing mitzvot. They were learning Torah, they were not Mechal Shabbos, they were doing mitzvot. They were involved even in Gemilas Chasadim. Three biggies. Amudei HaTorah, the world's created upon. The world stands because of this. Why was it Charev? Because of Sinas Chinam, some type of animosity that existed between the members of Klal Yisrael. I always wondered what this meant. Always bewildered me. I mean, how do you understand that Isaac and these are mitzvahs gedolos? And there's a sinas chinam. What's the sinas chinam all about? So I want to share with you a historic statement made by the last gadol of the Volozhiny Yeshiva, the greatest yeshiva in Europe at that point in time, Russia, made by none other than the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the great Netziv. And what the Netziv says in his introduction to the Torah in Sefer Bereishis, I'm going to quote it to you. Listen very carefully to what he says. It's his words I'm telling you, not my words. And listen to what he says and try to explain what happened during Bayis Sheni. Listen very carefully. He points out that Torah is called in the literature of Torah Shebiksav and Tanakh, and also in Chazal, is called the Sefer HaYosha, the Book of Straight Righteousness. And the obvious question is, why is it called by that name? So he then goes to a Medrash Chazal, based upon a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. It says, Hatzor Tamim Palal, Asher, whatever he does with perfection. Tzadik V'yashahu, Asher, Hashem believes in Tidkus, and Yashrus. Now, what does this mean? So this is the words of the Netziv, word by word. The Shevach Yasha, the concept Yasha mentioned by Chazal, Nebo Lahatzdik Dina Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Churban Bayisheni, is coming to justify the judgment Hashem gave against the second Beis HaMikdash that he says was the Dar Ikesh of Assault. It had crookedness in this generation. What does it mean, crookedness? Hey, rational, I've explained before and I'm going to explain now. Shahayu tzadikim v'chasidim v'amali ha'tera. I will admit to you during the second temple. The people there were tzadikim. They were chasidim. They were learning Torah l'shma. There's no question there was Torah l'shma going on. Amali ha'tera. But you know what the problem was? L'hayu yasharim b'halichas olamim. They were not yashar in the way they deal with the world around them. Now, what does that mean? Once again, I'm quoting you verbatim the lashon of the Netziv. B'nei sinas chinem shebelivam zeh al zeh. It seems there was an unnecessary, unwanted hatred that existed in the hearts, one against the other, which means one group of chachamim against another group of chachamim. Different groups of Torah scholars had different nihugim in the Avedis Hashem as we have that today. We have Chassidisha, we have Mekubalim, we have Sfardim, Ashkenaz, we have all different groups of people involved in different forms of Torah L'Shem Shemayim. Killers around the world, millions and millions of people. But in that generation, there was a chashad that when you didn't follow their unique pathway to Hashem, what did they think? They were choshed you, that you may be a tzeduki and a pikarish, which is a code name for people who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat. They were calling for the oral law. Maybe they believed in Torah Shabbat, maybe they didn't. But they were looked upon as the apikursim, the rejectors of Torah. And therefore, they accused the different groups that were conducting themselves a little differently than their religiosity as being people who are apostates, people who are kofrim. Even some bloodshed occurred because of the fights taking place. And because of this sinas chinam, the chil Hashem of the sinas chinam, chonav habayis, this caused the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. This is the Pshat HaSinas Chinam in the Gemara in Masechtas Yoma, Tes Amud Beis. And therefore, upon this is the Tzidek HaDin, Sha'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yashu Hashem in his Midos, his divine Midos, is a Yasha. Eino Sovil Tzadikim Keila. Hashem does not have the willingness to bear people who are tzaddikim like this, shaholchen, b'derech akmivus, who go in the derech of crookedness, and don't walk in the derech of yashrus, even if their activities in their mind of disagreeing with others, with animus, we're doing it for l'shem shemayim, a machlekes is l'shem shemayim. Guess what Hashem says? When you hurt other Jews, and you put them down, and you call them names, and you discredit them, and you have certain chachamim discrediting other chachamim. Go and churban habriya b'haris shizaret. You cause destruction of Hashem's creation, and the strong destruction to the land of Eretz Israel. And says the Netziv, the greatest shevach of our avos, Avram Yisrael Yaakov. They were tzaddikim v'chassidim, that avos Hashem. But you know what the biggest shevach of our avos was? Yesharim, they were yesharim. They were nisnoyik, they had a relationship with the goyim of their generation. Even if they were ovdei avodah zarah, and even though they might have hated their spiritual behavior, They were still human beings. They were still Tzelem Elokims. They had a certain love for them, a concern for them. They wanted the Kim Habriya, the world's existence, to continue. Look what Avram did to pray for the salvation of Sodom, even though they were Chatan V'Ram LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. Look what others didn't do to try to save humanity. Avram was called Avraham. Avraham Goyim Nesnaticha. He wanted the world to better itself, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem wants from us. And therefore, learn from the Avos that we should be concerned with the development and permanence of our Bria, of our existence. Sefer Bereishis, Ma'aseh Sibil Habanim, is a Sefer of Yasha. The Ma'aseh of Yasha's Avos have to become the formula for us, have to become the actual diagram that we look at and follow, and how we conduct ourselves between ourselves and our fellow Jew, and ourselves and our fellow human being. This is the Lashon Hazav of the great Gadol HaNesiv, HaTzolis Yehuda Berlin. To make the situation, I hate to say it, even a little worse, we know there's a very famous Gemara, the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, on Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara in that specific source tells us about one of the great sages of Bayesheni, who survived Korban Bayesheni, the giant of giants, the famous Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara tells us a story that he built one of the biggest yeshivas on the face of this earth. 24,000 Talmidim he had, 12,000 peers. And unfortunately, between Pesach and Shavuos, in 30 days of time, 33 days in time, all of them perished. They were killed by a plague, Askara. And the Gemara asked the question, why in the world were they killed? So the Gemara answers, Shulanadu kavod ze lezeh. They didn't show proper respect to each other. And for that reason, Hashem destroyed them and did not want them to be the source of the service of Torah Rabbi Akiva to generations to come. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Akiva, even though this was an incredible loss, and some other Rosh Yeshiva would have decided, I'm a failure, I'm just going to stop being a Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva did not stop. He looked for other Talmidim, and he found Gedolim, younger than him, the Dorim of the southern sect of Eretz Israel. He taught them Kol HaTorah Kula, as he had taught his Talmidim, and amongst them there were the famous Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, this is Rav Shimon and Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, the Haim Hamidu HaTorah Asishah. They're the ones who preserve the Messiahs of Rabbi Akiva, the Messiahs of Torah that goes back to HaSinai of Moshe's Kabbalah HaTorah. It was given over through these five Talmidim from Rabbi Akiva for that generation and for all the generations to come. The Mechilta, the Sifra, the Sifrais, the Braisas we have today, everything came from the Talmidim and the Talmidim of the Talmidim of this Rabbi Akiva and these great Gedolim mentioned in the Gemara. And when it came to Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva preached, we therefore see what happened to his Talmidim. And I try to understand, what is the meaning, Shalanagu kavod ze bezeh? What is the meaning they were not nigh covered to each other? It really bothered me. And I found answers. When I tell you what the answers are, you're not going to be happy. One group of Rishonim say, Diba Lashon Hara U'Mesapa Begunus Chavero. They spoke Lashon Hara about the other Talmidim. They talked about their negative qualities.
BensTorah.com.
The Tash Bates, one of the great German Gedolim, Talmud of the famous Rama Rutenberg, says, Onogu Kavod Zeh V'Zeh, what does it mean? Because kavod of Yachaver, the Gemara says, should be like Mara Rabbah, should be like the kavod of your Rebbe. And the problem is, when you don't teach your fellow Talmud as if he's a Rav showing that type of kavod, it ends up to being very sacrilegious. Another pshat brought by the Midrash Rabbah, Shehoyis Haneim Tzarim Eilo Beilo, they were stingy with one another. What does that mean? There seemed to be some hatred because of competition. They don't want to build their knowledge of Torah together as a chabura. They didn't want to share the Torah with others. They don't want to teach each other. This is another chabur. They're not the gal, the chiddush you have in Torah, share it with others. Is an avera chamura. The more you read, the more you get depressed over here. And in fact, that's why it seems they like the covet of the teachers, a covet of their fellow chaverim, and that's why they bring down later on that Rabbi Akiva, dash in the pasuk, Hashem lechachatika, Rav says in Baba Kama, he says, the S comes, la rabbis, talmidei chachamim. People who are learned in Torah, have knowledge of Torah. You have to respect them and fear them like you fear and respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Kiva was concerned, people have to realize that. You have to have more in common for a fellow Talmid Chacham, and especially for your Rebbe, and especially for your Chavrusa. That is what Chazal tell us in the Talmud HaYerushalmi and Masechta Sedarim, that what was Rabbi Kiva's most famous maimon of all his mamarim? The famous Rabbi Kiva says, what's the cloud gadol b'teira? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. You shall love your friend like you love yourself. Avas habrios, avas Yisrael. This is the heart of the Torah. If you learn Torah without avas habrios or avas Yisrael, what's the value of that Torah? Where's the covenant of Meira? And after hearing what the Netziv says, it seems that Talmid and Rabbi Kiva didn't learn from Churban Abayis, and even after Churban Abayis, they continued this type of behavior, and that's why not only the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, that's why the earlier generation of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim were destroyed as well. When you hear these words, you start shaking. You start literally saying to yourself, what's going on over here? How is it possible for people to know Torah? Be Talmidei Chachamim. And not really covet zeh lezeh. Have a sinas achinam. You can't have multiple divisions of Klal Yisrael or Shomer Torah v'mitzvos and observe Tayag mitzvos. We might have different hashkafas, different opinions and hashkafas of Torah, all the shem shemayim. And there should be mutual respect amongst them. What's going on over here? But this is what we're presented about. Since, and this I want to mention, the Mefarshim say, that since Klal Yisrael and the Kabbalah, the Torah, because they were Ke'ish Echad B'Lev V'Echad, there was an Aftes at Har Sinai. It says in Hashem's Tefillin, what is the love about Klal Yisrael? Mika'amich Yisrael Goyach B'Oretz. The Achlis amongst Jews in the world. We're the only nation that we can have the potential of having Achlis. As we had in Har Sinai. That's what's in Hashem's Tefillin. His Pasha concerning us. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees we're not having this Goyach HaBaris, there's no Achlis. And the purpose of Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, is to bring an Achdus of Klal Yisrael, and especially on the Shleish of the Golem, to come together as an Am Echad. To not live a life like that, and to have machlokes and fights taking place, even to this very day, not just around the world between from Jews, but even in Eretz Israel among certain sects that live over there, and our holy Eretz Israel, and the Arkadosh Yerushalayim, and all of the other parts of the holy parts of Eretz, where they have a machlekes of different deos, with a certain animosity developed. We need help from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Something wrong's going place. I want to tell you something. Chazal tell us
What was the makkah bepatish of the churban of the second Beis HaMikdash? Even though it was paskin in Shemai because of the sin of Shin was going to be destroyed, the last case that happened that brought the final Chil Hashem to a apex, the Gemara says the Masechtis Gittin, Daf Yomi Nikas are going to come to it very shortly during the 3 weeks, and Daf Nun Hei Yom Beis and Nun Vav Amad Aleph 55b and 56a. It's the story of Kamsa the Kamsa. This ultimately caused the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And the story goes the following. There was a person, very rich man, who had a friend whose name was Kamsa. But he had an enemy whose name was Bar Kamsa. And he once decided this man to make a tremendous party, to invite everybody there, especially the Gedol HaDor, the Talmidei Chachamim. He said to his shamish, I want you to invite my friend Kamsa to come to this banquet. But this shamish wasn't too smart, wasn't too attentive, and he mistakenly brought not Kamsa but Bar Kamsa to be an attended guest at this banquet. When the Balabas came into the room, the host, and he saw Bar Kamsa sitting there, he said to him, what in the world are you doing? You're my enemy. What are you sitting in my ballroom in the middle of my banquet? My bias haka. Come, put, get out of here. Bar Kamsa was embarrassed. He said, listen, Kodavaz Yashamish made a mistake. He invited me to come. Let me stay. And I'll pay you whatever it costs me to eat and drink. You're not going to lose money. I'll pay you for it. The host said, no, absolutely not. The man said to him, Bar Kamsa said to him, I'll give you the value and pay you for half of your banquet, no matter what it costs. The host said, no, absolutely not. Bar Kamsa then said to the host, I'll give you the value and pay you for every penny, every dollar, no matter how much it is. I'll pay for your entire banquet. Don't embarrass me. Amalei, no, no, you're not staying here. He had his guards come, pick this man up, and threw him out of the banquet. Bar Kamsa was so depressed. The boost he got was so tremendous. And what bothered him the most, how the Yossi and Abanam, they were great gedolim at this feast. Lo Mochlubei, they did not criticize him. They didn't rebuke him. Of how is being Mavayish Chaveru Barabim. Lo Samad Adamur Yacha. They didn't tell him, stop it. Don't be Mechal Hashem. But the fact the rabbis were there and did not stop him from being Mavayish me, he came to the unfortunate conclusion. Shemami no Karnichalo most probably, they accepted what he did. They agreed. It fatumul this becomes his mind so much. He says, I can't bear the shame. Ezel Echel Bakurtzabal Melmalka. He decided he's going to become a Musser and go to the Romans who were in charge at that time and tell them a lie about the Jewish people. So basically speaking, he was going to go to the head of the Romans in charge in Eretz Israel and tell them, Mordu bo yadai, the Jews are rebelling against you, the Romans. So the Roman leader, they call him the Caesar, said, who says they're rebelling against me? You have to bring me a proof. So Bar Kamsa said, I'll prove it to you. Give me a sacrifice. The Jews are allowed to bring a korban olah. The non-Jews give to the Beis HaMikdash. Give me a sacrifice. And I'm going to bring it to them. And let's see if the Jews sacrifice your sacrifice in their Beis HaMikdash. So Caesar gave him this animal. Beautiful, magnificent animal. And this Bar Kamsa, as he was taking the animal, which was unblemished, to the Beis HaMikdash, he was now going to do something he should not have done, but in anger and hate, sinema kokelis as Ashura, he put a blemish in the body of an animal that according to halakha, makes the animal halachically unfit to be offered on a mizbeach. A move that could be noticed pretty quickly. What happened? When he brought the animal to the Beis HaMikdash and they heard it was sent by the head of the Romans in charge of Eretz Israel, the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanim said there's a Shalom Malchus over here. There's a concept of Bekuach Nefesh. If we don't bring this carbon, our life is going to be at stake. There could be a Roman legion pogrom against us. And they wanted to mark the carbon based upon the mitzvah, because Nefesh, the Tzibor, is like a kol ha'teir kula, even bringing this type of carbon. Unfortunately, one of the gedolim that were there did not agree. And they said, if that's the case, maybe we should kill this bar kamsa and not let him be moser upon us and cause death to who knows how many thousands or millions of Jews. Once again, the same Chacham said, no, we can't kill this person, even though who knows what he will do. Comes on Rav Yochanan, and he says, the famous Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, because of the opinion of that Gadol, who didn't want to have Bar Kamsa held back or put to death, because he was going to massacre upon the Jews of a problem he caused himself. Ultimately, when the Caesar heard we were not going to bring his carbon, it proved we rebelled. Achriva Batayna destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Safa Echelenu burnt down our sanctuary. Higlisanu Miartzenu. It caused us to be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. We therefore see that sinas chinam and hatred that existed even between private people where Chachamim protesting ultimately caused the carbon of the bias. As I described from a Beferish Gemara Masechta is getting more learning now, and we'll be learning very shortly in Daf Yomi. Sinas chinam is infectious. When the Rabbanim don't show respect to each other, their Chasidim, their Talmidim, learn the same exact Midrash. And we have that problem today. I don't want to be explicit, I don't want to point out to anybody, but whoever knows what's going on the scene with the hero Eretz Yisrael realizes what I mean by this. We're living in a very dangerous situation. This is not the type of learning Torah and Avos HaTorah and Birchas HaTorah was supposed to actually present to the world. In fact, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, one of the most greatest, Rav Meir, was the author of the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. The Shanu Chachamim, the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, were added later on. And they used the Lashon of the Mishnah. Rav Meir is the author of these statements. Listen to Rav Meir, who is teaching us the Hashkafa of Rabbi Akiva. Listen to what Rameya says. When you learn Torah Lishma, you have to realize that you have to have certain types of personality traits. Number one, Nikareya, you have to be looked upon as being a friend, ahuv, a beloved person. Oyvina Samakim, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyvina Sabrios, love mankind. Misameyacha Malkam brings simcha to Hashem. Misameyacha Brios brings simcha to human beings. You should have another humility and fear that you should be able to be a tzaddik. Chosid, v'yosha, neman. This is one of the things a person should be. People should enjoy speaking to you here, your godless and your hashkafas. It then continues and says, you're an Ov, Avalka, Oivis, Abrios, Oivis, Ameshar, Yashrus, love Yashrus. Run away from too much Kavod. Don't be Migas, leave of the Talmud, don't be a Baal Gaiva when it comes to your learning Torah. No Sebaal Chavero. On the contrary, learn Torah with your fellow student. Mamida Lamas, have Torah discussion that comes to the truth of interpreting what you're learning. Mamida Shalom, you should end up at the end having Shalom and understanding the sugyas you're analyzing in Torah. Miyasha Liba V'Talmudah, have a Yishuv Adas. Shalom Meshi, if there's questions, answer. Shemarisif talk with each other. You have to learn in order to do it. Machim Rabbo, ask your Rebbe's questions to sharpen his mind. Machavin Shemulasa. We see over here that when the people avow themselves of learning Torah Lishma, what Torah Lishma means, Torah of Yashros, of Avos Hashem and Avos Abrios, that's Torah Lishma. Being machsh of your fellow Talmud, being machsh of your fellow Jew, Avos Abrios, be masameach everybody. The Chazal said, when you say over Torah in the name of somebody, well, he's a Rebbe, your friend, and you give them the proper kavod, you bring gula, you bring ultimate redemption. We're now holding in the very beginning of the 3 weeks very shortly. And we know why the first base of Mikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And we know why the second base of Mikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Our society we're living in today, Tamidim v'Tamidos, are facing the problems of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. If you look around what's going on in society at large in which we live today, there's a lot of Avodah Zarah taking place. All types of worship of other things besides the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I hate to say it, when we say our money in God we trust, we have to ask the question, what is the God? Is God the Rabbeinu Shalom? Or as it says in Tehillim, is it worshipping money? What is the God we are worshipping? Besides the Avodah Zarah, there's Gilui Arayos. We are now submerged in a society that's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah we ever saw before, maybe even worse than the Mabul. The woke culture has gone to the states of perversity. It's in the press. They're trying to put their culture and superimpose it upon the entire world. No one, no, a person is a man and a woman. They're literally doing things to pervert the bodies of young little children to convince them that boys and girls are no longer boys and girls. Parents can't have a say what's being taught in the public schools anymore. They're trying to pervert what's going on even in our yeshiva system. They're writing negative letters against the yeshivas. We're not good enough for them. Even though the fact is, intellectually, the yeshivas that we have on an educational level, on an academic level, are superior to any public school contained in the entire United States. There were 14 letters written recently against 14 yeshivas. Rachmana Leslan, what's going on over here? So Gilui Arayos, Shrichas Dam. It's hard to read the news every day. There's another murder taking place, or multiple murders taking place. But you know what the sad thing is? This is not just happening in America. Read the news of Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, there's an expression they had in Europe. What happens in the Jewish world never sinks into the Jewish world. And we have the same problem there. Pride parades in America, pride parades in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and HaKadosh. When I see it, I start to cry. What's going on over here? Are you in HaKadosh? Where are you in HaKadosh? What's happening over here?
You know what he said?
And when we go further, let's go a little further. When it comes to the question of Sinas Chinam, there is still Sinas Achinam between one faction and another faction. We'd love to see Achdus, but look around what's going around in communities themselves and between different communities. There's tremendous controversy taking place, Rachmana Litzlan. We're supposed to have an Achdus. The purpose of a Gudu was trying to make an Achdus amongst everybody. We're trying. But the problem doesn't only exist in America, it exists in Eretz Israel. There are groups of people who disagree, but you can disagree respectfully. But when you disagree disrespectfully, and you threaten harm to one another, and you start throwing objects at one another, and it becomes dangerous that Gadol Israel are threatened by people who believe in another Gadol's Torah, and the life is at stake, Rachmana Litzlan, we're reaching degrees of Sinas Chinam we never comprehended, we never see, especially in a generation that's growing in Torah each and every day. The more people learning Torah now in the world than perhaps ever before, in Eretz Yisrael, surely. The more people learning Torah now, l'shem shemayim, more than ever existed before. You look at the yeshivas, you look at the seminaries. Berwine says the more in numbers that we have historically there now than ever existed before. But Torah has to be accompanied by Derech Eretz, Kavod HaBriyos, working together with each other, having halachic debates, but at the end of the day, living b'shalom and betach with your fellow Jew. Shammai and Hillel had many machlokes, and basically four, involving Krisos and many, many Yisurim. But Elas Gemara says in Yavamos, out of the Beis HaMedrash, after the debate halachically, they lived b'shalom, friendship and love and compassion. They married with each other between their mishmachos. The debate of halach and hashkafa did not go down to their social interrelationship with other fellow Jew and Jewess. These are the problems we're confronting now. These are the problems we have to overcome. The only thing that can overcome what we have now is a strengthening of our Torah and strengthening our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to be ultimately on guard from the cultures of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aris, V'Shrichas Adam. We have to basically try to protect them and give them guidance and talk to them and give them a Derech HaYosha, what's right and what's wrong in this world, and show them what's going on in the world and how we have to stay away from it and make sure their children stay away from it. Atzeh Kula Deiris. But at the same time, we're involved with those three Averis Chamuros. We have to be involved with the Sinas Chinim and be ready to Shalom, Oyev Shalom. Oyev is the Brias Mekavim L'Teva. We have to bring all Jews back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only fellow from Jews, but bring back people who are potentially, if we impact upon them properly, make them into full-fledged Balei Tshuva. I once asked Rav Yisrael David Grossman, one of the greatest Makavim Rechaikim that exists in Eretz Yisrael, Migdal HaEmek, the thousands and thousands of people over his years, he has been Makavim to Yiddishkeit. I was very close to him. I once asked him the secret while we're going on a plane trip across America. I asked him, Rabbi Grossman, what's your secret to reach every secular Jew in Eretz Yisrael that you interact with? What's your power? Let me know it so I can share it with everybody else. I'm going to share with you right now what he told me. What he told me very explicitly. My secret in Kiruv, even kids in a discotheque, let alone in prison and other places, is to speak to them and follow what Aaron HaKohen did as is preserved on our mission in Pirkei Avos. Hillel says upon this Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Raidev Shalom, Oyev es Abrios u'mekarvim l'teira. You have to hold it to mekarvim people to teira. Show unlimited avas Yisrael, unconditional avas Yisrael. They have to feel you're really concerned with their well-being, with their neshama, with their existence, with their purpose in life. And I have made this my whole life, what I accomplish, how powerful Avas HaBriyos is. Imagine how different the world would be if we emulated what Rav Grossman does and should have unlimited Avas HaBriyos and bring people back to Yiddishkeit with chesed, with love, with compassion, with concern. What a different world will we live in? What a different Klal Yisrael will we be? We'd be rectifying not having Sinas Chinam, but Avas Chinam. Unlimited love. Endless love. All of the Gedolim said the Kapara for Sinas Chinam Abaye Sheni. If Sinas Chinam caused it to be destroyed, the Tshuvas HaMishkel has to be Avas Chinam. Unlimited love. As Rav Grossman himself taught us, is possible to accomplish its mission. Let's hope and pray as we come to the 3 weeks we should realize it's not the fasting that's the yikar of all of this. Even the abstentions we abstain from for the 3 weeks, all the various menhagim of different types of avelas we have, is not the ultimate yikar. It's important we have to follow halacha. The yikar is to use this period to reach out with avas habrios, with love and compassion for everybody, with covered respect to human beings. Masameach Hashem, masameach habrios. We give a simcha to Hashem, we give simcha to human beings as well. To bring our kids, our children back to Yiddishkeit and Torah through love and compassion, not just by rebuking them. Show them unconditional love. This is our mandate. This is the source of our salvation. This is the only way we have the ability to misaking the chatoim of the past by dealing with the virus of Bayis Rishon, dealing with the virus of Bayis Sheni, and teaching our children the Derech HaYasha, the Yashris of Avram Yisrael and Yaakov, Ma'asaviv similar banim, the concept of Yashris, of Chesed, of Tzedakah, of love. This is what we have to teach our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to the end of time. This is what yeshivas and seminaries are all about. This is what we have to teach. There's no room for kanoyas anymore. We have to show love and compassion and ask for siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He should give us the ability. Chazal said, when it comes to ikvu shikha, eilu shalavina shebeshamayim, we only have upon Hashem to ask for siyata d'shmaya to give us the help we need to succeed. But if we do succeed, the bracha, the klal yisrael, was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though there are many now avelos that we are observing in our Tanaisim throughout the year, and especially the avelos from Yezayim Tamas up at the Tisha B'Av, it doesn't have to be this way forever. If we're masaking the chatoyim that caused these churbanos, and we do the opposite of Aschina with all its ramifications, follow the Midas Ramea in the 6th chapter of Pirkei Avos, it will be a tikkun achet, a tshuvas hamishkal. It will bring such an isiris in Shemayim with a Torah Lishma we're learning, that Hashem will have rachmanis upon us, facilitate geula. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, and the Rambam mentions this in Hilchas Tzedakah, Tzion b'mishva tibadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Tzion and Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, will undergo redemption at the end through the acts of mishav, justice, honesty, integrity, love and compassion on every level, and charity and tzedakah and chesed. Those are the ingredients of what we need. Let's hope and pray in the next 3 weeks we'll be zocha to see all of this happening, and hopefully b'karav our Yemei Avelos will turn into Yemei Sasa v'Simcha, no longer at Tisha B'Av, no longer Shavuos v'Tammuz or the other Tanaisim. They'll be made Yom Tovim instead. B'Vehariv Yameinu, B'Vesvishich Tzedkenu, Amen V'Amen, giving us ability to misaken and bring Klal Yisrael closer to the ultimate Gula.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.